This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Lots to talk about. Let's get started right now. Alabama has been named the most stressed state in America. Now, it's interesting. I live in Nevada, and I have to admit, I don't think Nevadans are very stressed at all. What do we have in Nevada? Well, we got Las Vegas, okay? We got Carson City. We got Reno. We got a bunch of real good cities like Winnemucca and Lund and Carlin and Ely and Elko and Pahrump, et cetera, Beatty, Tonopah, Goldfield. So we have a lot of cool cities, and I feel kind of stressed, though, because, you know, living in Nevada, we got to impress the tourists. When you guys want to come to Las Vegas, you want to have fun. You want to love this place, because if you love this place, you're going to hopefully come back, right? That's what we want. So I feel a little bit of stress. You know, if I'm ever on the Strip or in the resort corridor, I am on my best behavior. I don't know if you guys realize that, but because tourists are around. And I need tourists to think that we're cool. So when I had my practice open, and we had people coming from all over, you know, all over the country, all over the world coming in. And then, you know, they'd say, look, I need a doctor. And people say, go up to Dr. Dahlia's office. And I would meet them. I was very nice. Even my staff knew something was up. They're like, wait a second. Your voice got higher. You seem to sound all nice. Well, something's wrong with you. I go, yeah, they're tourists. You know, if they live here in Vegas, I can talk the way I always talk. I can be like, oh, what's up? You know, really, you still smoke? Come on. That's how I talk. What is the tourist? I'm like, oh, hi. Oh, hi. Welcome to Dr. Dahlia's office. Welcome to Nevada. Wow. Really? You smoke? Well, that may not be very good. Isn't that very interesting? I remember my mom doing that. You know, my mom would be yelling at me at the top of her lungs and screaming, right? And then all of a sudden, somebody would call because, you know, my father fixed appliances. So the calls would come to the house and we pretended, you know, it was this big, huge, you know, appliance store, but he didn't have money for an appliance store. So all of a sudden she'd answer the phone going, oh, hello. Like, what I said, he just yelled at me. Hey, you never do this. You never do this. You're never going to be blah, blah, blah. Phone's ringing. Hello. And that's what you do. Whenever you want to all sound all nice, you just kind of raise your voice and go, hello. So anyway, that's what I do. So what I do whenever, and so, you know, when I'm trying to show off or I'm trying not to be myself, because all of a sudden my voice will be higher. Because you guys know how I talk to you guys on the show. Like, all right, so, you know, cholesterol's this, prostate's this, you know, GCN rocks. We got Blake here. Blake's working the dials. Yeah, that's just how I talk. But when all of a sudden, if I think that, you know, my boss is in the room or, you know, there's you know, somebody listening that could, you know, have some effect of maybe, you know, taking me on to another city or another affiliate, I'm like, oh, and cholesterol is high. You see, that's just the way we do it. So here they say Alabama is apparently the most stressed state in an annual report. It's a new review compiled by Wallet Hub, and it determined that the heart of Dixie to be the worst when it came to tension in work and personal life. I am reading this from Daily Mail. They say it came top in the highest percentage of adults with poor health, the fewest average hours of sleep per night, and the least amount of mental health facilities per capita. The bottom five, unfortunately, all fell in the South. And this is just for stress. We're not talking about weight. We're not talking about health. We're just talking about stress. So the bottom five were Louisiana, Mississippi, West Virginia, and Kentucky. Meanwhile, Minnesota took the top grade
as the least stressed state in the country. It was followed by four states in Middle America, North Dakota, Iowa, South Dakota, and Utah. So I'm taking a look. Now, it looks like Minnesota, and that's interesting. Minnesota is where Genesis Communications is based. Minnesota, nobody seems stressed. Looks like in Minnesota they're doing good. Maybe it's because they're producing such a damn good radio. Did you ever think about that? You know, Blake is the one working the dials today. He's calm, he's cool, he's collected. And he's like, hey, Dahlia, no worries if your ratings suck. It's all good. And I'm like, man, I wish I could feel that way out here. So, yeah, so Minnesota, it looks like Iowa. We got up there North Carolina. Oh, actually, you know what? North Dakota made number 50. South Dakota named 48. Nebraska, 46. Utah ranked 47. Nevada, number 7. So we didn't do bad. So here we go. Most stressed states. Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, West Virginia, Kentucky. Then came New Mexico, Nevada, Georgia, Tennessee, and Arkansas. You see? This is why Nevada, you're like, why would Nevada be stressed? It's because we got to be tip-top shape for you guys. And I hope you thank us. Next time you guys come to Vegas, thank a Nevadan. Give a Nevadan a big hug. Give them a big tip. Next time you come to Las Vegas, give a big tip. I think we'd appreciate that more than a hug. The states that were the least stressed were Wisconsin, Colorado, Vermont, New Hampshire, Nebraska, Utah, South Dakota, Iowa, North Dakota, and Minnesota. All right, so what is it? Is it work-related stress? Is it money-related stress? Is it family-related stress? Is it health and safety issues? Yeah, all of them. All right, you know, they look at the percent of population living below the poverty line, divorce rates, share of adults getting adequate sleep. Remember, divorce rates are going to go down because less people are getting married. Adults getting adequate sleep, that's why Nevada ranked high, you know, because, you know, many of us work 24-7. Or, well, we don't work 24-7, but it's 24-7 town. Researchers gave grades out of 100, and Minnesota did pretty damn good. All right, so who worked the most hours? They say the most average hours worked per week were Alaska, North Dakota, Wyoming, District of Columbia, and Texas. It's very interesting that Alaska came first, probably because on the days when they have more light, they probably really take advantage of that, because the days when it's dark, they don't. Maybe that could be an issue. The fewest hours worked per week was Michigan, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Oregon, and Utah. Worked the fewest hours per week. The lowest job security was Kentucky, Maine, West Virginia, Vermont, and Wyoming. But the highest job security was Nevada, Mississippi, Missouri, District of Columbia, and Delaware. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So you're going to be hearing a lot over the next couple days about wrongful birth lawsuits. You hear about wrongful death lawsuits, right? Well, somebody shouldn't have died that did. What about a wrongful birth lawsuit? So let me tell you the story that's been going on. It's being reported by CNN and KFOR and multiple places. Okay. So apparently there was a lady named, there's a girl named Leslie, and she was born 48 years ago. And her mom was named Dortha Biggs. And Dortha, you know, sees Leslie. And she asks, are you going to smile? Can you smile? There's that smile. And according to the story, Dortha has longed to hear her daughter say a single word. She cried more tears than anyone can imagine, according to this report. Rocking little young Leslie every night for years on end. Mom would maybe get an hour or two of sleep before going to her teaching job. And Dortha, the mom, had contracted rubella 48 years ago when she was about 2.5 weeks pregnant. She didn't even know she was expecting. She got better, but the virus took root in her fetus's bone cells, nerve cells, skin cells, and it left Leslie blind, deaf, and severely brain damaged. She spent 100 days in the hospital before her first birthday, has undergone more than 20 surgeries over the years, including an open heart operation of 3 months that they say left her ribs broken. Leslie has lived in a Houston area group home since the year 2000. Dortha is 77 years old, now lives in Oklahoma, and visits as often as she can, about 8 times a year. I guess this has been a grueling journey, all right? Because decades earlier, the mother and the daughter made headlines when the Texas Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling. Apparently, Dortha had sued her doctor back then, accusing him of failing to diagnose the rubella. She said if she had known, she would have had an abortion. On February 19th, 1975, 3 years after Roe v. Wade, they say about 60 women filed into the Supreme Court chamber in unison and took up seats in support of Dortha's case. The women heard a decision that they say stunned the legal community and reversed lower court rulings that had sided with the doctor. The high court's ruling set a precedent that a woman could sue her doctor for quote-unquote wrongful birth. Dortha was not there at the time. She learned the ruling of the news. And I guess a Texas state senator, which is why this is coming back into the news and back into fruition, a Texas state senator had introduced a bill that would ban such lawsuits, overturning the precedent she helped set. And he invoked her case, saying wrongful birth lawsuits such as hers promoted abortion. He said the presence of disability of a child should not be grounds for a lawsuit. According to Senator Brandon Creighton, it sends the message that there are births that are wrongful. There are no wrongful births, so hence the controversy. She said, never once did a lawmaker reach out to her. Never was she asked to testify in committee hearings. Never did they ask about Leslie. If they had, she would have told them of the pain her daughter has suffered since she was born back in 1969 in Wichita Falls, Texas. Traveling more than 100,000 miles to hospitals in Dallas, Baltimore, Washington, San Francisco, anything to give her little Leslie, she says, the best shot in life. So, obviously, this is a tearjerker, all right? This 1975 Texas Supreme Court ruling that you could sue for wrongful birth, maybe it did help spawn abortion. I don't know if that was the main cause. I think the reason why abortion started to become more and more popular is because you had less people using birth control. You had less people having sex in a, when they were married. You had more people having extramarital sex. And so then getting pregnant was something that people didn't want. So I think there were a lot of things that started to change the face of the abortion controversy. And so as, you know, less people were in a position where if they did get pregnant, they'd want to keep the baby. Having that option was then utilized more and more, so we saw millions of abortions being done every year. And, 1.5 one year, 1.3 another, 800,000 another year, so, more than we would have expected. And so, apparently what had happened was Dortha, when she was pregnant, had fallen ill with nausea, shivering attacks, cramping in the stomach. This pinpoint rash, which is rubella, if we talk about rubella really quickly, rubella is kind of known as, it's a form of measles, okay? It starts mild, you could have a fever, sore throat, then you get this rash, they call it the German measles, or they call it the 3-day measles, and you could have a miscarriage because of it, or you could have birth defects. See, nowadays, we have the rubella vaccine. And so we don't really see rubella that much anymore. But back then, and this was in the late 60s, you know, there was a huge epidemic. I guess the last epidemic was, 64, 65. And the vaccination program didn't start, if I remember, till like 1969, 1970. And so that's why by the time I was born, I got the MMR. I got, you know, vaccinated against that. So according to the CDC website, less than 10 people in the United States are reported having rubella each year. But remember, this baby was born back in 67, was it? Anyway. So what ended up happening was she became ill. She got this rash across her face and went downward to the portion of her body. She didn't even know she was pregnant. She was 28, and she was on birth control. She had a son and had planned to have a second child sometime down the road. She spoke by phone with Dr. Lewis Themer, who was a well-regarded family practitioner in Wichita Falls. He opened his practice back in 53 and delivered hundreds, if not thousands, of the town's babies. He also delivered Dorothy's first child, Jake, back in 1961. So here's a family doc who also delivers babies, which is the way it was like in the 50s and 60s. Themer, Dr. Themer had seen her just before, I think she was going on a 4th of July trip with her husband to Fort Arkansas on the Texas coast. He had seen her before the trip. She wasn't feeling well, but she told him she was feeling much worse now. So she first saw a doctor there who gave her antibiotics. When she returned home, she was still ill. She saw the doctor in July of 1968. He thought she could be pregnant and ran a test. She mentioned that she had a rash on her vacation, but didn't ask about the possibility of rubella, which was German measles. And most everybody kind of knew about them because there had been a big epidemic a few years back. 4 days later, she returned and she was informed that she was pregnant. She broke down, she said, fearing that the rash was rubella and that her fetus would be harmed. So the diagnosis during pregnancy was a deep fear among expectant mothers back then. It's very similar to what we have now if somebody gets Zika. As you guys see, viruses such as Zika, right, such as the flu, such as, you know, herpes. You know, viruses during pregnancy are not good. These viruses, cross into the placenta. And so, if we want to go on with the story, rubella had been known to cause deafness, blindness, heart disease, neuromuscular tightness, seizures, intellectual disabilities. And so if the mother got rubella in the first 2 months of pregnancy, it was supposed to be known that it could be debilitating, all right? So she said, could this rash that I have had been the measles? And his statement was no. If you hadn't had measles as a child, you would have had them during the 64-65 epidemic. Dr. Themer, in his deposition, equivocated when asked about the conversation, but acknowledged that he believed her rash was from an antibiotic, not rubella, because she got that antibiotic on the trip. 3 times during the pregnancy, Dorothy's body tried to, quote, spontaneously abort. Believing her child to be healthy each time, she agreed for shots to be administered to stop her contractions and save the fetus. So my guess is there used to be some progesterone type of medication that they used to give, or some tocolytic, something to stop premature labor, or to make sure prior to that there was enough progesterone to hold on to the pregnancy. She said, after I was told I didn't have the rubella, yeah, I wanted to have the baby. So she kept fighting to have the baby. Abortions were illegal in Texas at the time. She said if she knew, she would have traveled to Colorado for the procedure. See, very interesting. Colorado was the first to legalize marijuana. Now also, you know, they were pretty, you know, kind of progressive when it came to abortion. So after the Supreme Court ruling, her family received $120,000 in a settlement reached with Themer. The money was placed in a special needs trust for Leslie. The family had owed at the time $21,000 in medical bills. Dorothea was only making $4,200 a year as a teacher. She was forced to move to Wichita Falls because the doctors back home refused to treat her 2 children because of the lawsuit, and the marriage didn't work as well. So when we come back, what is wrongful birth? Well, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, now we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you're going to be over the next week or two hearing a lot about wrongful birth lawsuits, as a Texas senator has brought up a bill or legislation to possibly reverse a Supreme Court ruling that happened back in the 70s. Where you could sue a doctor for wrongful birth. So in a wrongful birth lawsuit, the parent or parents of a child who is born with severe medical ailments sues a healthcare professional or hospital. And the plaintiff's claim, according to injury.findlaw.com, the plaintiff's claim that the defendant either misdiagnosed the condition of the fetus or provided negligent genetic counseling about the likelihood of the fetus developing abnormally. As a result, an infant is born with major congenital defects that will require extensive and expensive medical treatment. And in some cases, the infant's birth defects may be so severe that they prevent the parents from developing a normal relationship with their child. Now, this is going to be a big issue if Zika comes back in full force like it did last year. If we have Zika and these mosquitoes transmitting it, and it becoming more of an issue on American soil, then a pregnant woman who had a viral infection with a rash, right, and, you know, we end up testing her for Zika, if that doctor does not give her the options or suggest the options that she could abort, he could be sued. And, or if he doesn't think to test, now I think what they're doing is they're testing all pregnant women for Zika if they've been exposed. But again, if anything down that pathway looks like the doctor missed something, he could be sued for not wrongful death, a wrongful birth, where the baby could have been sued, or the baby could have been aborted if the doctor would have given that option or would have jumped in sooner. Now, I definitely see both sides. Nobody understands the cost it takes to take care of somebody that cannot take care of themselves, cannot have conversations with you, cannot see, cannot maybe hear, cannot feed themselves, and God willing, they live and they're healthy other than that, but as opposed to what's been going on with Leslie, I don't know much about what her living situation is and if she is happy and if she is able to communicate with others, etc. But it costs a lot, and giving birth to a child that will never be quote unquote normal does end up costing, you know, a lot of emotional hardship, financial hardship, etc. Me personally, I would still give birth to the kid. That's my personal beliefs. You know, when I had to do the Down syndrome testing and the testing that my doctor wanted to, see if there were birth defects. We usually do the triple screen to look for Down syndrome, etc. When you're pregnant, I go, you don't have to run the test. I'm going to keep the baby anyway. You know, and the doctor said, look, we need the test done so we can be prepared. If the baby is, you know, or we'll have cardiac abnormalities, I could have a cardiologist on call, etc. So I went and had the test done, and luckily it was fine. But I had already told myself, look, no matter what, I'm going to give birth to the baby anyway, and then we'll, you know, have to just, you know, figure out what to do. But I could understand the other side, why some may say, look, you know, why make a child go through a life of, you know, not living like others and all the pain and despair that could come with it, the surgeries, etc. So I see both sides. But should the doctor be sued? According to the Texas Supreme Court ruling, yes. So according to this law site, doctors have a duty to inform their patients about any known risks for complications involved in a pregnancy. Failing to do so can expose that professional to liability for medical malpractice. Plaintiffs in a wrongful death lawsuit often claim that because they didn't have the medical information necessary to make an informed decision on whether to conceive or to carry a fetus to term, their child was born with significant birth defects. For example, if a woman who was in her first trimester of pregnancy visits a doctor who negligently fails to diagnose her with German measles, hence congenital rubella syndrome, these birth defects, the mother must prove that her doctor failed to diagnose, which we just talked about with that famous case in the 70s. Parents who successfully sue for wrongful birth could be awarded financial compensation to offset the cost of caring for a child with birth defects. These expenses could include tuition for special schools, those with a severe learning disability, costs for medical monitoring and treatment. Parents may also receive financial compensation for emotional or mental distress they suffered resulting from the child's birth defects. However, it should be noted that courts are unlikely to award compensation for the ordinary cost of raising a child. Instead, parents can only recover damages that would be attributed to the birth defects. Now, a wrongful life lawsuit is, in some ways, they say, the flip side of a wrongful birth lawsuit. Wrongful birth lawsuits are filed when the child who develops severe birth defects resulting from a negligent diagnosis. All right? They say courts have been very reluctant to award damages and wrongful life claims because of the difficulty in calculating the compensation. A wrongful life claim must prove that the parents wouldn't have conceived the child or carried the fetus to term if they had known of the hereditary ailment or disability. This is why, again, you know, expenses are going up and why it's getting more costly to have a baby. Because if a doctor has to offer the genetic counseling and if a doctor has to offer, you know, the screens, which we now do for developmental disabilities, it costs all of us who probably wouldn't have chosen abortion to, we still have to pay for others to get the screen so then they can make the decision. And like I said, I'm not saying making the decision to abort is a bad one. I'm not saying that. I understand everybody has their own reasons, and taking care of a disabled and even more than disabled. I hate saying that because, you know, we have disabled children all the time. I don't think there's any reason to abort. But, you know, taking care of a child that cannot live on their own and could have a very painful life and unsuccessful life, I could understand why the parents would contemplate that. What is so frustrating is in this case back in the 70s, it looks like the mom was going, nature was going to take its course. People always ask that. They go, well, if there is a child that is not healthy, if a fetus is not healthy, wouldn't the body take care of it? Why would we have to surgically abort? Wouldn't the body realize that, sense it, and have a spontaneous abortion, which is what we call? Sounds like Dortha back in the 70s, the body did. But because she didn't realize that they didn't have ultrasound back then, because she didn't realize that the fetus could have deformity and disability, she wanted to fight for the baby's life. And so they gave injections, etc., you know, to help bring this baby to term. Nowadays, we have ultrasounds. I don't think we would see a case like this now. Now we would know. We would see the baby's heart. We would see, you know, what's happening with the baby. And so if the body decided to reject it, so let's say somebody did not believe in abortion and did not want to abort the child, but if the body on its own wanted to reject it, then, you know, that option would come into play. That would be nature, you know, taking its course. But then the decision has to be made. Do we try to save the baby? How do we know what deficits, you know, long-term per se the baby could have? You know, maybe the baby could defy odds. There's been babies born with abnormal hearts, with their bowels, outside their abdominal cavity, having another twin attached to them by the head, having four legs. And luckily nowadays with surgery, you know, we've been able to give these kids normal lives. So I don't know what the answer is. Are wrongful life or wrongful birth lawsuits now obsolete? Because there's so much we could do, and we don't have to intervene with the body's natural course of spontaneous abortion if nature, you know, wants to, take the matter into their own hands. But this is going to be a controversy that we're probably going to even see for years to come. I am hoping that we don't see, you know, much more with Zika making a resurgence or a comeback. But if so, we will definitely see a comeback of more of these wrongful birth, wrongful life. See, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Talk too much. You know, I wonder if, you know, my bosses, you know, at GCN would ever implant me with a microchip. So if I do talk too much, they could just go, you know, and then I have to stop talking. And you would say, what? No way would an employer, right, in this day and age, implant microchips, right, making you guys cyborgs, okay? That's just in the movies. No, it's not. From what we're hearing from Futurism.com, a company based in Stockholm, Sweden, is using a microchip implant about the size of a grain of rice. And they are using these implants on for their employees. And according to Patrick Mesterson, co-founder and CEO, he says the biggest benefit, I think, is convenience. He works for Epicenter. He's CEO of Epicenter. And Epicenter provides network and office space to budding digital startups and is currently home to more than 100 companies and about 2,000 workers. The company calls itself Stockholm's first digital house of innovation, and it only started implanting workers in January 2015. The microchips which are implanted in the hands of employees and startup members function as swipe cards. It basically replaces a lot of the things you have, other communication devices, whether it be credit cards or keys, according to Mesterson. He demoed opening a door just by waving his hand near it. The implant, though, doesn't just open doors. Oh, I would want an implant that helps me with the toilet paper. I tell you guys, okay, where I work, the toilet paper, when you pull the toilet paper, it rips after every mini square. All right, and for those of you who, you know, Everlina really have to, you know, go, one mini square doesn't cover it. Okay, it'll like crumble. And so I want like about 40, 50 squares. And I would want something I could wave so the toilet paper just comes out zzz, and then I could stop it and rip off the length of the piece I want. I would allow being microchipped just for that. Anyway, they said it doesn't just open doors. The Epicenter, quote, cyborg employees can operate their printers, even order smoothies with a wave of their hands. Now, the devices are not mandatory. Whew! I could just see, you know, a whole storm coming with that one. But being chipped has become very popular among the Epicenter's employees, with more than 150 now implanted with the devices. The company even hosts monthly events where participants can get the implants for free, as well as parties to celebrate those who got implanted. Well, what if you get fired? How do you get it taken out? You have to pay for that? Now, they say obviously a concern is security and privacy. He goes, of course, putting things into your body is quite a big step to do, and it was even for me at first. He even had initial doubts because they carry information that could be transmitted to other devices via electromagnetic waves, but cannot receive information themselves. So the data that you could possibly get from a chip that is embedded in your body is a lot different from the data you can get from your smartphone. This is Ben Lieberton, a microbiologist at Stockholm's Karolinska Institute. He says such devices can be exploited by hackers to gain huge amounts of information. Conceptually, you could get data about your health. You could get data about your whereabouts, how often you're working, how long you're working, if you're taking toilet breaks, and things like that. Look, you know what? There's no surprise. There's no secret there. Okay, I take a lot of toilet breaks. So if my boss ever like, well, where is she now? I just tell everybody, I'm in the toilet. Okay. I mean, in America, we say the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom, or I'm going to the restroom, or I'm going to use the facilities. But for some of us, we go, I'm going to the crapper. Anyway, he says the more sophisticated a microchip, the bigger the ethical dilemmas that come with them. Mesterson said there's really no problem. I mean, people have been implanting things into their body like pacemakers and stuff to control the heart. That's way, way more serious than having a little baby chip that can actually communicate with devices. I'm looking at the chip. It is tiny. I mean, it is real tiny. It's scary, though, to me. I don't want that in my body. They say, you know what I would like? I need my IUD recharged. The problem I have is I have to, in the next couple of years, take my IUD out and get a new IUD. Why can't I have some sort of implant that just recharges the IUD? Then I don't have to go back to the gynecologist. That's what I like. They say devices that augment the human body, whether it's implants or other means, have been, quote, turning people into cyborgs for some time now, according to Futurism.com. Some call the trend biohacking, and it could potentially help us do more than simply navigate an office environment. The tech can be used to monitor health conditions, to treat neurodegenerative diseases, and Elon Musk is working on his own version of a device with a soon-to-be-launched company, Neuralink. One Epicenter employee who had the implant said, I want to be part of the future, and that may just mean becoming a cyborg. I mean, here's the thing. In America, I want to fly. you work for somebody and you feel like you're being bullied into getting something put into your body, it would not fly. For me, I think it's scary. I think there's a lot of data that they could find out. They know if you're, you know, like, let's say I want to flirt with somebody in the next cubicle. All right. And I love to flirt. Look, I'm married. I don't flirt now, but I think flirting is a lot of fun. So let's say I was there in Stockholm and Sweden. Oh my God, the guys in Sweden are hot. All right. So let's say I want to leave my desk because the boss left and I want to go and flirt with Sven. Now Sven's over there going, look, Dahlia, you are hot. Ooh, you are hot. But look, I got to get to work. Like, well, why don't you come to my cubicle? Say hi. I can't say hi, even though you're hot. You turn me on too much. I can't concentrate on work. I'm like, all right. So I go back to my desk. Now the boss comes. He goes, Dahlia, how come you didn't finish your work? And I'm going to be like, well, the computer crashed. Hey, look, I lie. I have no problem lying to the boss about my computer crashing. Well, the computer crashed. That cyborg implant chip could spill the beans. What if it has a microphone? What if it heard everything that Sven told me and everything I told Sven? Okay, so now the boss leaves. So the boss goes to the bathroom. And I know this because I hacked into his microchip. So I know that, you know, his fiber kicked in. He's having a bowel movement. I got about a good 10 minutes. So I go back to Sven. And I go, look, I can't talk to you because the boss is always here. He's like, I know, the boss is a jerk. I know, I hate the boss. So we talk about the boss, all that stuff. I go, oh, you know what? Okay, he just wiped. He just flushed. I got about 5 seconds to get back to my desk. So I run back to my desk. Okay, what if he later tunes in and listens to what we said? We're being watched. I think we need to assume that we're being watched already. But I don't need anybody else watching me and finding reason to fire me. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Firefighters have higher heart attack risk because of the heat. This study may explain why heart disease is the leading cause of death among on-duty firefighters. Now, heart attack is the leading cause of death of any of us, but, that are older, but still. Firefighter Simon McNally, who was physically fit, had a heart attack while at work. But here's the thing. He was only 36. The doctor said, if I'd gone home instead of going to the hospital, I wouldn't have woken up. He had been working as an instructor in Essex for 3 years, where he set fires inside a shipping container 3 to 4 times a day and was exposed to temperatures of 600 to 1,000 degrees Celsius. You guys converted to Fahrenheit. I can't. He was writing a report at his desk, and then he began to feel unwell. His left arm went numb. He looked at his nails. They had gone blue and looked really strange. And he said, this isn't right. And then he started to feel chest pains. As their site is remote, he drove to a Chelmsford hospital. This has been reported by BBC. And he was told he was having a heart attack. He said this came as a shock. He said, you're in denial as you're relatively young, fit. This shouldn't be. And firefighters are fit. Have you guys seen their calendars? Oh, my gosh. They are fit. He's a marathon runner, a triathlete. He was transferred to London Hospital. So it's the heat that could be putting them at the extra stress or the extra risk of having a heart attack. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects?
These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.